Jessica, please stay with us. Please stay with us, Jessica.
Yes, I'm sorry, my phone just got knocked off. I just got knocked off, but I'm done.
John. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, John. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that it is possible that in making this motion, I did argue, in effect, to rescind the motion. So, in keeping with that, I think that that perhaps was correct. That's what the body was indicating. I seem to be unable to get through to indicate that, but I think that the body was correct in saying that what I was arguing for was really to rescind the motion rather than to reconsider, and I think that that was my original intent. So accepting that correct phrasing would be perhaps would have set some people's minds at ease, because that is what I intended, and I hope that we can proceed to the democratic process and allow everybody to have a vote on that issue. And I do apologize if for some reason I misstated what my intent was, but it was clear from the statements I made in reflecting on what I said that my intention was to rescind the motion. I didn't know.
So is this a second motivation, or is this some...
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Well, I think the rule should have... The chair should have ruled that out of order.
Madam Chair, I think you are right, Vinita. Thank you.
We have a
consideration of the censorship, and so if there are no more comments on this, I would like to move to the vote.
The vote on what?
Madam Chair, this is Jessica. Can I finish? Can I say one last sentence I was going to say, and I just realized what it was? If we're going to require the ED to give us a report 24 hours before it's required for a meeting, I think that if you have a question about any business dealings or if you just want to know what's going on and you want to know, you need to call her 24 hours before the meeting as well.
Jessica, we're not speaking about that right now. We're on the censorship issue. So,
Madam Chair,
It speaks to the censorship.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Teresa, I'm asking you to recite your consideration here on the censorship. Would you please repeat that?
The term is not censorship. I would like it recorded in the record that Benito Diaz repeatedly obstructed business by interrupting the chair and refusing to allow the chair to conduct business at this meeting.
All right, thank you.
And I will write it up and send it to them.
And it was seconded by Mona Jay. Mr. Secretary, I'm going to ask for you to call the roll on this.
Excuse me. Point of information, I think.
Benito, we're going to a vote now.
No, point of information.
Benito, we're going to a vote.
Point of information. No, Heather, you are not the Fuhrer. We got one Fuhrer, and that Fuhrer, unfortunately, is named Roberts.
Okay. Chair, please allow him his point of information.
Excuse me. Yes, of course.
Yes.
Please, Benito, your point of information, please.
Tony.
In a quarter hours, and you guys haven't completed.
Benito, your point of information.
Yeah, but somebody was speaking. So Tony stated earlier that there was a particular process that had to be followed in order to make such a motion.
No, that's to remove someone from the board.
No, I'm sorry. That's to remove someone from the board. This is just to be mentioned in the minutes, Benito.
Nobody's
that's what
talking
this is.
About removing someone
and it requires
from
a vote.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair, may I be recognized? This is Summer.
Yes, Summer, go ahead, please.
I need to switch phones, and I'm heading to a parking garage. So if I drop out for a minute, I'll drop right back in. Okay? So you're going to hear
Thank
me
you.
Click on and off. It's just myself. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Mr. Secretary, I'm going to ask you to please call the roll.
Okay, Brazon.
Brazon. Excuse me.
Crumshow.
Hold on a second. I want to hear
the motion again.
I want to hear the motion again.
It's changed.
Okay,
it was changed from the original motion.
Teresa, would you please read the motion one more time?
For the
okay,
secretary.
The motion.
Request that it be recorded in the minutes that on the January 23rd, 2014 PNB meeting, that Benito Diaz repeatedly interrupted the chair and and obstructed the meeting.
Okay.
That's the motion.
All right.
This will be entered in the minutes if it passes the board. So,
I have an amendment.
Please call the roll.
I have an amendment.
Secretary?
I have an amendment.
No, if you wouldn't
ignore selected people, perhaps they won't have to keep speaking. You're incredibly partisan in your caring.
Serene, you have a comment you'd like to make?
No.
Please make your comment.
No,
what is the point of order?
I have both a point of information and an amendment. My point of My point of information is how many times is Teresa Allen going to be allowed to revise this motion? Because this is the third set of language that...
And your amendment is?
I'd like an answer kind of information before I go on to three motions I could apply to.
Well, can the infant get off the call or stop the phone?
Benito, please be recognized for it.
Well, somebody's not being recognized and they play the phone. The rest of us can't hear.
Serene, just one moment, please. Teresa, did you email your motion to the secretary?
I have just sent it to the entire board.
Thank you.
Yes.
So hold on just a moment. I have not seen that yet. Just one moment, please. Hold on. Just one moment. I have not seen that motion yet, so I'm going to add, while we're waiting for it, Teresa, I'm going to ask for you to read it one more time, what you sent to the board.
What I just sent?
Yes, please.
Requested it be recorded in the minutes that at the January 23rd, 2014 PNB meeting, that Benito Diaz repeatedly interrupted the chair and obstructed the meeting.
Thank you. That's what we're voting on. So I'm going to ask, now, Serene, you said you had an amendment, is that correct?
Indeed.
And the amendment is?
I would like to insert, after the word Diaz, the following language. In an effort to gain clarity about an obviously flawed decision by the chair, to which she did not allow any discussion, and then you can continue.
Thank you. Are there objections to that insertion of that amendment?
Yes.
Let's just go with a vote.
I agree. Let's go with the vote.
There's
all
no
right, so we have to decide whether or not this will be amended.
Heather, I made an amendment. It has to be addressed.
I agree.
No one seconded it.
Let's just go with the vote.
Point of information.
What is this other remedy? I don't quite know how you get on the stack, but I'm trying. This is Tracy.
Point of information.
And who's the point of information?
The secretary. My question is, will a member type that up and send it also to me? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Serene, send that to the secretary, please. For all of us. Tracy?
Oh, it's all right. Forget it.
Thank you. All right, so this is being sent to, but there was an objection to that amendment, so... So I'm going to ask the secretary to call the roll on that.
No, no,
we'll
no,
actually...
no, no. We have to have
another
discussion, Heather.
Heather, do you... you must be very
I'm sorry, well, this is really sad. Okay, yes, okay, so a discussion.
How about we need
a discussion on the amendment. Is there a discussion on the amendment?
Sure.
Discussion on the amendment, please.
This is Margie.
Margie, go ahead.
John, to the stack, please.
I think that what happened at this meeting is a reflection of a great deal of frustration with the way things have been going in the recent past, and I think that
to select out a particular member for condemnation, albeit his behavior, I think, was a little unusual tonight, doesn't do us any good. We are, you know, we are a flawed body that makes decisions in an atmosphere that is charged in many ways. So my urge is that everybody vote no on this motion. And I would also like to ask that people put their phones on mute and that they not beep their phones when someone is talking. I find that behavior just appalling.
Thank you. If everyone would please mute their phones except when they're talking, that would be appreciated. I have John on the back. John, go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. I would say that, first of all, the meeting needs to be conducted in a way that respects parliamentary procedure. And we do have that as our guideline. The reason for that is so that meetings can be orderly. Now, when someone continues to interrupt when being called out of order, that's entirely inappropriate. I think a motion to censure should be looked at more carefully in terms of providing a due process, but if the member continues to interrupt, censure would be appropriate. However, I believe that this motion is within the prerogative of the secretary. The secretary takes minutes, and the secretary can easily record the things that occur. That's the secretary's prerogative. So regardless of what happens in terms of the vote, all disruptions of this sort must stop and not continue. Sometimes we don't like the way a vote goes, but that's unfortunate. Sometimes we don't like a decision, but there's a process. If we're going to be a reasonable body, we need to vote in a reasonable way. We need to conduct ourselves in a reasonable way. And that is part of our obligation in terms of what we're doing when we run for office and when we seek to represent Pacifica for our station. Thank you.
Thank you, John. But actually, what we're talking about right now is the amended motion from Teresa, actually. So there was an objection to that. If there are any additional comments on that, I will entertain them. Otherwise, I'd like to go to a vote.
Benito.
Benito, and then Serene. Yes, thank you.
And Carolyn on the side.
I would agree with the previous speaker that we need to run the meetings according to parliamentary procedure. I would agree, and I assume, although I hate to assume, that that is a reference to the Fuhrer Roberts. Number two, I also would agree that we need to run the meeting according to the bylaws. And that we need, and more importantly, that we need to run the foundation according to the bylaws. And so, and even more importantly, I would refer back to this dude that we were supposed to be celebrating a couple of days ago, instead of having insane meetings. And run meetings, and again, most importantly, the foundation, on the basis of democracy and social justice. So, therefore, if the chair and any number of other board members are acting in a manner that goes against, most importantly, the principles of social justice and democracy.
Check.
And
check.
Secondly, the bylaws. And, okay, well,
on,
my last on. My last on, sentence. Then I think.
Sorry.
Can I finish?
Sorry.
And then I think it is the responsibility of each and every single.
Your time is up, Benito.
Okay, I'm trying to finish my sentence.
Okay. Yes, go ahead, please.
Like I said, I was trying to say, I think it's the responsibility of each and every single member of this foundation, not to speak of the board, to call any and everyone out of order when they are out of order. So, therefore, that's what I've been doing.
Chair.
And will continue to do.
Chair.
I'm sorry, Luzette. Thank you, Benito. Luzette, I have other people on the stack. If you'd like to be on the stack, you're welcome to.
Thank you.
I have Serene and Carolyn. Serene?
This is Jessica. Going to be on the stack, please?
Jessica, yes.
I didn't ask for the staff. That was,
oh, thank you, then. Carolyn, no. Carolyn,
excuse
go ahead.
Excuse me.
Carolyn.
Heather.
Yes.
Let me finish
yes.
my statement. That
go
was
ahead.
Another member calling my name, which is something that allows me to get a point of personal privilege, but I won't take it at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Carolyn?
Yes, I'd like to point out that the incessant interruptions of the meeting are not based, as we would like to think, on ignorance of Robert's rules. And if we want to be amending this motion, I would like to add an amendment protesting the members' offensive language and name-calling of the IED and of other members and the chair, which I think is absolutely outrageous. If we're going to consider motions, I would like to add that as a second amendment. Thank you. Protesting the members' personal insults to the chair, the IED, and members of the board. Thank you. That's the language.
Carolyn, can you write up your second amendment and also send that in, please?
I certainly will. Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes, your point. Who's that speaking, please?
I'm sorry.
I want to know what name the person heard, because I don't know what she's talking about.
I'm sorry?
What name calling is being referenced here?
I think if you listen to the, I don't want to repeat it on the air, but if you listen to the recording, you will hear several people being castigated with rather derogatory terms, which is totally inappropriate.
Thank you, Carolyn.
So then we'll all conduct the meeting.
Thank you. I have Luzette and then Jessica. Luzette?
Chair, it's 5 minutes to 11. No, 1 minute to 11. We started this meeting at 8:30. When I heard the chair ask for the agenda to be considered, it was seconded and there should have been a discussion. And then somebody raised the issue of the motion that we moved earlier. I thought the motion was out of order. I didn't like it because we seem to be going over matters every minute. And I've been waiting, and I heard the chair at least four times, let us get to the vote. I wanted to vote on that thing and vote against it. And I think for those of us who follow meetings and follow the procedures of meetings, it was very clear that the chair was disrupted and prevented from putting that matter to the vote and to allow members who could be doing other things to vote one way or the other. And there was a challenge to the chair's whatever it was. That too was, nobody could get to vote on it. And I resent it because we're 3 hours gone and we haven't even decided on the agenda. Because, and I did hear the word minion. I heard this railroading.
Luzette, your time is up.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Jessica.
Madam Chair, could you...
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm right here.
Just a second. Madam Chair, could you please ask people
what?
To put their phones on mute? There is so much...
Yeah, please, everyone, mute your phone.
Oh,
please.
I...
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's better. Okay, thanks. I think a lot of the times that I'm on the call and I hear these things going on, I'm seeing or hearing other uncharacteristic things about people I know and I've worked with. I know they have valid points. They want to be heard. They have a reason they're bringing this up. So when Benito talks, a lot of times I pay attention. And I just think that, like I said earlier, if we're requiring that the ED give us a report, that if you've gotten wind of anything that's not on the level or something you think that is not right, then why not bring it to us, before the meeting? Because the meeting, we all need to get to business on, but we have all the other days in between. And, I'm guilty. I lost my phone service a couple of times, so I might not be up to date, but there's several things. There's several things to be caught up in the meeting, listening to someone go on and on about something that we could have handled maybe the day before. And even the things that the people throw out. Point of information is not supposed to be a question from what I remember from the class that I took. I believe it means you're giving information. It's not. There's almost no room for questioning unless you're in a debate, is what I remember reading and studying. So correct me if I'm wrong, when I get on the phone call and I hear debate and argument, that means we wasted our time between meetings. And I just wish everybody to remember, if there's something going wrong and you guys see something wrong, there's no reason why you can't call 2 days before, and say, hey, I think something's up. But to wait till for the meeting.
I think your time is up.
Thank you. I appreciate the time. But, if you could just give us some heads up before the meeting so we don't waste our time, it would be great.
Thank you very much. Yeah, good. Mr. Secretary, do you have the motion now? The amended motion, by any chance?
The last amendment that went by? Burton's amendment?
Yes,
no, I don't
have
that.
You don't have that. Do you have the amendment from Tureen?
Let me get back in there and look. I don't think I have that either.
All right.
Serene, are you there? Are you sending me that? You sending me your amendment?
I sent it to you all already. I can resend it.
Please resend it. And also, Carolyn, would you please send your amendment as well? Carolyn?
Yes, thank you. I'm working on it. Thank you.
So I'm sorry for the delay, but we need these amendments before we can move forward with any vote, unfortunately. So are there any additional comments anyone would like to make?
Point of information?
Yes, Benito.
Was Carolyn's motion seconded? And, of course, this is a prop for someone to do so.
This is a very good point. Thank you very much. I'm going to, once we get the amendment, then we'll make that decision. Any other comments?
Yes, in the meanwhile, can we hear from the IED in regards to
this? Yes, actually. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Brenda, for that. Summer, are you on? Summer?
Yes, I'm sorry. What did you want to know?
Could you please give some information about the meeting in Washington, the hotel and so forth, where we'll be staying? Do you have that information in front of you?
Yeah, there was a back and forth between my office and local reps on the ground who were facilitating. Wow, there's a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
Downtown one, everybody's friend.
Everyone, please mute your phones. Please mute your phones. Go ahead, Summer.
We're supposed to be signed. I'm supposed to be at the Beacon Hotel, which is located in Metropolitan Washington, D.C. The Union Hotel is, I believe, is meeting the same price point as the...
I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry.
Can you also email it?
Sorry, I can't do anything about it. We've been asking us online. Yes.
I'm sorry. If everyone would please mute your phones, please mute your phones. There is still some interference here. So, all right, Summer, let's try again. Go ahead.
We are supposed to be booked into the Beacon Hotel, which is a Washington, D.C., hotel in D.C., and it's a Union Hotel, and I'm supposed to get the contract tomorrow.
That's all I have to report about that. I spoke with one of the newly elected members yesterday. I told him my office will send around a rooming list probably tomorrow to try and line up the various people as roommates. And typically on-the-ground transportation is coordinated at the local level, not through my office. And everyone's airline reservations, to my knowledge, things are being booked through Becky without any hitches that I've been made aware of.
And the address of the hotel, please?
You can send it. I'll send it to the board.
It's Beacon, as in a beacon of light. Thank you.
Do you have the address there, Summer, by any chance?
I'm driving.
Okay, thank you.
Well,
we will get that information.
The address is 1615 Rhode Island Avenue Southwest.
Thank you, John. And I can send that all around the board tomorrow.
Chair, point of order. He's already asked for accommodation.
Chair, point of order.
Yes.
I thought we were in the middle of discussing a motion.
Yes, we are. I'm waiting for this motion. I'm sorry. I must apologize.
Excuse me.
Hold on just a moment, please. Mr. Secretary, do you have those motions yet?
Madam Chair.
An email.
Hold on, Benito,
you're not the only one on this call, sir. I have an email from Director Burton with her amendment. Said the member be cited also for derogatory and insulting language directed at the chair, DED, and members of the board during the same meeting.
I'm sorry, is this amendment being seconded by anyone?
Second.
And it's seconded by, is that Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Point of information. Okay.
What does she mean by cited? He gets a ticket?
Serene, did you send your motion yet to the secretary?
I sent it to the board.
To the board. I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen it. Just send it. We'll put it in.
It's time stamped 11:04. I'm sure I sent it before that.
I have it here. Inserted. Okay, this is inserted after Diaz. In an effort to gain clarity about the obvious flawed decision by the chair and her refusal to allow discussion on her ruling. So this is getting to be a long motion, but that's from Serene Roberts. So what I'd like to do now is, both of these have been seconded.
Can you hear me?
There was an objection to this motion, this amendment by Serene Roberts.
I've got Serene.
Point of information.
We had a discussion on this, so I'd like to go to a vote on this.
Point of information.
I'm just stunned by your inability to hear my voice.
So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serene.
I want Ms. Burton to identify the line. What?
Sorry? Go ahead.
I want Ms. Burton to identify the insulting and derogatory language that she thinks she heard.
Carolyn, Ms. Burton, can you refer to any of that? I know you said that we could listen to the recording.
Everyone on the call heard what I heard, and it's not what I think I heard, it's what I did hear, which I believe the member knows perfectly well. And if anyone didn't hear it or wants to vote against it, I'm sure they will do that. The
language doesn't
care.
So what I want to do now is we need to have a vote on these amendments.
I have a point of personal privilege. What you want to do isn't really the issue.
I'm sorry? Your point of personal privilege is what? Sorry?
Ms. Burton doesn't get to assert what I know.
May I quote point of information that I'd like to supply?
No, you do not get to shout out of turn. Ask for the stack when I'm done.
Wow. Who are you talking to, by the way? Are you talking to a human being?
Janet, you're out of order.
You are treating me like an animal here.
Everyone, please.
How dare you?
This is enough. Everyone, please.
I'm treating you like a what?
This is enough.
Like an animal.
What are you talking about, Janet? I have the floor.
You know quite well what you're talking about. You're talking to me like a dog.
No, everyone stop, please.
Whoa, okay, see, that's your personal stuff.
No disparaging comments of other board members, please.
Or about dogs.
Serene, you have, I'm going to stop this now and go to a vote. We're going to vote on these amendments so we can move forward on something here this evening. So,
objection.
Secretary, we do have...
Objection.
The member,
we do
member
have,
Burton,
Mr. Secretary,
member Burton,
Mr. Secretary,
I have
an amendment
right
from Serene Roberts.
You gave me the right
objection.
To respond.
I'm going to ask for you to...
Objection.
Coleman gets to interrupt me, talk over me, and I don't get to finish...
I have a point of information. Point of order. Point of information. Point of personal privilege.
Heather Gray. Heather Gray, chair the meeting. You gave me the floor. I get to finish.
I did. I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
You
please
know I was
comment.
Not finished.
Serene,
because Janet interrupted me and I asked you to stop it.
Serene, please finish your comment. I thought you were finished.
I'm going to try to be diplomatic in saying that the unevenness of your chairing is really quite distressing.
Serene, please
and
finish your comment.
Continue.
I thought you were finished. If you're not, we'll move forward. But please, if you have
Member
something
Burton.
Additional you want to say,
Member
please say
Burton.
It.
Member Burton has absolutely no right to suggest that she could possibly know what I heard or how I interpreted what I heard, since she brought a motion claiming that someone should be censured, which is something we already decided could not happen in this meeting, so it's entirely out of order, but you, of course you didn't call it on that. She has to say more than, I think it's offensive, and well, everyone should. That's ridiculous. And she doesn't get to say what I think and what I know.
Chair, point
Thank
of
you.
Order.
Point of order.
Chair, a point of information, rather.
Yes, your point of information.
Can anybody, through you, tell me what minion means?
What means? I'm sorry.
What is a minion?
Point of information, I can tell you what that means. A minion is a group of people who are pledged to do the bidding of someone, of some leader, which is an inference that is very derogatory and implies that we are not voting straight here, that we've already pledged our votes in favor of some group. And this minion is railroading this minion, this meeting. Now, he repeated that word minion and repeated the word railroading over and over and over again. If Serene heard it, she has good ears, and I heard it, and everybody at this meeting heard it.
There
so that
go.
Was
okay.
a derogatory
thank
several
thank
words.
Thank you very much.
Heather. You know,
and your point of person,
you really have to stop. Janet makes a statement, and you thank her for naming me personally when you know that is improper. Are you chairing this meeting?
I'm trying to, Serene, but if you have additional comments to make, please make them. I will thank you as well. Please.
Heather,
no, if you have additional comments.
Heather, when
otherwise,
someone
I want to move
order.
To the vote.
When
You've
someone
got to accomplish something here.
You know it's going to create a problem because it violates the rules and is offensive. You need to say that. You can't just say, oh, well, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank
point
you.
Point of order. Here, please. I'm sorry, everyone. Okay, so we're going to go to a vote now. Thank you.
Summer to the staff.
All right. No, I'm not entertaining any
fine.
More discussion
okay.
on this.
That's fine.
Mr. Secretary, would you please call the roll on the amendment offered by Director Roberts?
No, Burden.
That's not
Roberts.
How it's in reverse order.
Point of information.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
information. We're moving to the vote.
Well, excuse me. I have a right to a point of information, Heather. That's what I've been arguing about all night long.
Not after the vote's being taken.
What do you mean the vote's being taken? Get out the way, Richard.
Block every vote.
Chair, I have a point of information. I have a right to ask the point of information. And we will go through this again. Either you're going to respect me and all the other members of the board and stop showing favoritism to certain people, or else we're going want to continue this time and time again.
You are out of order.
I don't give a damn. You are out of order. That's exactly what I've been saying all night long. The chair is out of order.
Out of order.
Thank you for the stack.
So can I be recognized with my point of information?
Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Oh, so I'm not going to be recognized. We're going to go through this again, Heather?
Yeah.
You're out of order. Benito, you are out of order.
Like I said, Heather, the chair is out of order. I would like to know on what basis the chair gets to decide whose points of order she will recognize and who she won't.
Benito, you've had 20 points of order in the last hour.
Get out the way, Tracy. And I'm trying to be nice.
Get real.
You're not doing it. You're not succeeding.
Heather, this
you're
is
trying
your
to be nice.
I'm doing my best.
Got to stop.
Yeah, that's about all it is.
For the stack, please. Heather, I have a suggestion here.
Heather, I have a kind of personal privilege, please. My phone is dying. I'd like to write
all right,
down.
Everyone, I'm inclined to adjourn the meeting. We are confident.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's dying.
I think we just need to adjourn the meeting. This has been incredibly
disruptive.
Right,
that must be like your colleague who told me that she wants my
blood.
We are.
I'm adjourning
this
meeting.
Thank you,
Jessica.
That is correct. This meeting needs to be adjourned. Members are not in control of themselves.
Thank you.
We're adjourning this meeting. Thank you very much.
I second that, Tracy.
We must finish this vote before we adjourn.
Madam Chair.
You can't, Teresa. Benito won't let us.
The meeting is adjourned. We're adjourning.
We must finish this vote before we adjourn.
We need Teresa, you can call another meeting, but this can't go to any of us call. I'll be blocked. It's not possible.
That's what we need. Vote on qualified leadership.
There goes Benito again.
Heather, I'm trying to get a point of personal privilege so I can vote before my phone dies.
No, aren't we? We're adjourned.
I didn't move to adjourn.
We adjourned. 11:18 we adjourned. 11:18 we adjourned.
Can we call the roll and vote?
No, we vote by ballot.
Vote after they vote.
The vote will not be allowed. 11:18 we adjourned.